how right for me that it's about a dog? Chaos, cosmos, yaps, teeth, impulses, terrifying to me, age 4 on. The nature and the reedy summer, when to the undersea of the city, strange corners, sad shop signs, menacing life-worn faces, was added this microbe dissolved in spit. You let him get too near you, my mother said at a crosslight. Days after, I wondered, could I have been bitten invisibly without feeling it? Microbe to make my own mouth clamp shut like tetanus, the water of life unreachable, or make them stick a long needle in my tummy. All Shakyamuni left home for old age, sickness, death. Yeah. Ooh. It's because it's such a silly little syllable that it's lasted, the teacher says. You needn't exclude cow or even shit from your associations. Just let it in, whatever it is, with your breath. Wave. Colorless, dissolved, microbial, empty sky. Then comes the point, what has been the point for centuries. Show me who you are. Moon's comment. Arouse your entire body with its 360 bones and joints and its 84,000 pores of the skin. Summon up a spirit of great doubt. Doesn't mean, apparently, doubt of Mu itself, that it's just hypnotizing yourself with a mantra, or enlightenment, self-induced euphoria. Doesn't mean what came back that summer in Europe, too much conversation with Dusty Stone, and followed me to graduate school, Reservoir Street. How much taste it has. Nostalgia brewing its quintessence, as if strong tea could be made from torn leaves and the wind flying. But to taste it is not to taste the supermental knowledge that everything must end that robbed things of a taste. The lit up present, the thinnest screen of gauze or movie screen, on which before, behind, the deathly centuries pressed like the winter night on a room whose heat barely rose above the grate. Taste now, insinuating itself again, the taste of memory, the room with its attic slants and bulges, a flagpole for some odd reason outside the window. First real New England fall, to which one could add a 16-hour chartered study schedule, movies, grad student self-hatred, shyness thick as padded gloves when I met girls. But what was love, like trying to hide in a mirror? Add it all up, not quite yet the reason I wrote in my notebook one starry night, when the frozen twigs seemed stiff as though listening. Would the dark face were come out of the darkness, and his robe's blood and his lace torn flesh, and the blood the fire, and the lace the crests of his love. And just when you think you may have an inkling, they will ask, has Mu a taste? Has Mu a color? How old is Mu? I wanted to hide, like Faustus, wanted a niche between sidewalk and stone wall, where one could wait out eternity, just a half-green eye. From that top floor classroom, the 19th century churches file toward North Cambridge, monuments to monuments, brick crossing tower, gates of Salamanca, congregational ship mass white, unenterable. Mallarmé and the Victorians thought our consciousness a monstrous accident, mere matter reflective somehow of itself, discovering it was something, and then wishing to go on being that thing forever. I thought I agreed with them. That Christmas, I wanted to ask my father if he wasn't constantly frightened to have so few years ahead, and knew that that one did not say. How did it end? How does anything end? The train in the tunnel, then not, though darkened with the bridges and industry it rises to. Warm air, flowers, girls reachable again, who not reached yet. I passed my exams, but my essays lacked the icy focus that had won me such praise that winter. It seemed a perpetual voluntary sacrifice of oneself to bring the world to life, a moment-by-moment acceptance of death, as the train rising from the tunnel accepts each black iron girder slamming past. Now, 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 now. I still don't understand it. Now I am in the opera house. Now at Land's End in France. Now that's gone too. It's my room, my garden, blurring together more, but still there's only one now. Now the opera house again, but it's another year. Never an earlier one. In my lifetime, the bacterial generations passed their Rome, their Nineveh, cycles of cafe, penicillin, oreomycin, learned to eat the flesh. The gloom strained just now in the boy's hand, so definitely not regraspable, though he sees so clearly where it passes now, the roof line and a little higher against cloud.